The Sand Geeks. We are the Sand Geeks.
Hello, geeks. Welcome to episode 81 of the Sand Geeks podcast. We are proudly sponsored, as you well know, by Kajal Perfumes. You can find them at kajalperfumes.com. There's a link in our Facebook group, the Scent Geeks Podcast, if you want to follow that. And if you want to make a purchase, use code GEEKS10 for a cheeky 10% discount. And stay tuned for some details on how you can enter the monthly Kajal Instagram giveaway. Right, with that said, I would like to introduce my dashing co-host, Steve, from the YouTube channel Frags to Riches. Steve, hello, mate.
Hello, how you doing? You all right?
Very well, thank you. Yes.
Long time no speak.
Yes, we must be transparent with our listeners. I last spoke to you, well, I didn't stop speaking to you because since we recorded the previous podcast, episode 80, which you all listened to last week, but it's a week later now for you listening to episode 81 because it's my fault. I'm gallivanting again. We're off on holiday to Cornwall, so we can't record a podcast at the usual time. So, we are going to do one of our little specials, aren't we, Steve? What have we got going on?
Yeah, we've done a few of these specials, mainly when you're going away, because that's fucking what you do. You're like Judith Chalmers. And we kind of scented characters. So we did a James Bond episode, didn't we, where we scented all the different Bonds. We did a Marvel episode where we scented the Avengers. And so we're going to do that. And do you want to tell people who we're going to scent today?
Today, Steve, we are scenting the Justice League.
Yes, we are. So a bit similar to Marvel Avengers, but yeah, they've got their own traits. So we thought it might be fun. And to be fair, there's the sort of new DC film out. Obviously, it's not a Justice League, but there is the new Suicide Squad film out, isn't there?
Get confused about that because there was one couple of years ago called the same thing, wasn't it? Or they just put the in front of it or something.
Exactly, which is really annoying. So there was like Suicide Squad, and I think this is the Suicide Squad, which is just really annoying because it's obviously got, there's some overlap of the characters, so it's a bit frustrating, to be honest.
It's really, I mean, you know, obviously we chose to do the Avengers. I think everybody knows this, we won't go too much into it, but Marvel have just got it sorted, haven't they? They know what they're doing with this sort of, with the multiple storylines all combining and, you know, having you know, all the different Avengers films and then having them all come together. I feel like DC are blatantly trying to do a similar thing, but they just, it's very patchy, isn't it? There's been a couple of good ones. The original Wonder Woman was good. I've not seen the sequel, but the, what was it? Justice League. That's the one that's had the Snyder cut recently, isn't it? The extended cut.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you'd seen the Snyder, Jack Snyder's Justice League.
Well, you know what? I was thinking, did I even see the original? I think I did.
I saw the original, and it was all right. It's again not, it's not as kind of humorous, so it's not kind of quite got the Marvel magic. But I actually thought it was all right. I sort of quite enjoyed it for a bit of action. It's a bit dark and stuff, but that typically DC is darker than Marvel, I think. And I was well up for watch. I was going to watch. Literally, I was getting all ready to watch the Jack Snyder kind of director's cut.
Zack Snyder. I must correct you. Zack Snyder.
Please do. The funny thing is, I've literally got the Justice League IMDb page in front of me for some reason, and I'm literally, it says in front of me, director Zack Snyder. So I don't know where I got Jack from. It's just in
Jack
my head.
Snyder.
That's his sort of just cheaper version. It's like one of those moody copies you get like at the market, like sort of from the back of a van. Oh, this is Jack Snyder's Justice collection of heroes.
If Perfume Parlor did directors.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I was all set to watch a Zack Snyder's version. Because he was obviously the original director, wasn't it? So it was his vision. That was the whole thing. It was, and then I think, was it his wife or someone got ill or basically had to step down from it? So then it all got chopped up and basically the version that got released kind of wasn't how he saw it being. So, but yeah, anyway, I was all ready to watch it. But then I saw it was like fucking 4 hours long, isn't it? It's like over 4 hours.
What channel was it on anyway?
What is in now? As in what format you can watch it in? Or?
Yeah, where can you watch it? What streaming service? Is it on a streaming service?
I think it was on Amazon. I think it might have been. It might have been.
Right.
I think it was Amazon. I feel like but I could be wrong. But it might be Netflix.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like literally 4 hours something long. I'm now gonna Google it. I'm gonna make sure I put Zack Snyder so yeah. I can get a moody copy. But
I mean, I would like to see it because I heard it was improved. But my problem is. The original one was so forgettable for me. I can't remember any of it. So if I watch the extended cut, I won't know whether it's better or not, really. So I sort of would need to watch the original again and then watch the extended cut. I ain't doing that. I ain't got time to do that.
Running time is 242 minutes.
Oosh.
Fucking hell. What's that in hours?
Too
many, I think. Is it?
Yeah. So, right, who have we got in the Justice League then? Because I'm not as well up on the Justice League as with Marvel. So, we've got... this is what I think. I've got six here. Is that what you've got, six?
Well, originally, I was thinking five, actually, just purely because one of the posters, when I clicked on it, I was to make sure I hadn't missed any. But on the one of the original posters, it didn't include Superman because I think he was
he's one of them, isn't he?
Yeah, he is one of them. Yeah, totally. But I think in the film, he wasn't. Obviously, they sort of it was kind of come back at the end, wasn't he? And sort of thing. So originally, I was thinking five, but you are right. Superman is indeed one of them. So it's six in total.
Yeah. So Superman, Batman, the Flash, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and the Green Lantern.
You've got Green Lantern. I'm thinking from the film Cyborg.
Oh, the Cyborg, isn't there? Yeah, Cyborg as well.
Yeah, so Green Lantern is in like the comics. I think there's loads.
Right.
But I'm just going from the film version. There was no Green Lantern. It was only Cyborg.
So, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we're both gonna have to. I totally neglected Superman, and you've totally neglected Cyborg. So we're gonna have to. We'll freestyle those.
Yeah, we can freestyle. That's all right.
We'll just help each other out on those ones. Because how I forgot Superman is beyond me. Superman. Can I just say? I guess. Being like if you're a big fan, and there might be some fans listening, he has got a bit of a darker kind of story to him, which makes him a bit more interesting.
Yeah,
but I just think as a creation, it's fucking boring, isn't it? Like when you're creating characters, it's like let's just create someone that's super fast, super strong, can fly. It's basically invincible, apart from obviously Kryptonite. It's like it's just a bit fucking boring, isn't it? Like
yeah. Yeah, and he's not translated. Well, Christopher Reeve did a great job in the original Superman films, but I think, what's his name? Henry Cavill hasn't perhaps brought the same sort of charisma to Superman in maybe
I mean,
it's the script.
A bit darker. He did go a bit darker with it, which kind of works and kind of gave him a bit more edge, which did make it a bit more interesting. But yeah. But yeah, anyway, so that's the Justice League. We're going to try and send them. The good thing is they do have some distinctive characteristics, so hopefully that might help.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to get involved, by all means, post in the Facebook group and let us know if you've got any good suggestions. So who should we start with, mate?
Should we go with the Batman?
Yeah, let's do it. And then what have you got? Have you thought of something?
Yeah, so I've tried to go sort of niche and designer. With these,
oh God, you're good at that. You used to do that with the old,
Avengers.
When I used to set you up, Avengers, but also with the
scenarios.
Yeah. God, my memory's fucked, mate. I think I've been doing too. I was going to say it's just you've like too much too LSD many... or something, but I've just
been building too many sheds, mate.
I think it's the mental burden today from taking the kids out. I think I'm just spent. I've got no capacity left to think. But anyway, yes, go for it.
So right, here we go. So, Batman, obviously you want to think sort of dark and rich and broody. I'm assuming his suit's probably made of leather or it's got a bit of leather in it somewhere. So, for my designer, I'm going with Dior en Parfum, which is a good, rich, strong, bold fragrance. But quite heroic as well. I don't think it's sort of too dark and... it's definitely not a fragrance for a villain, so I think that suits Batman. Niche, well, I mean, take your pick because, I mean, you've just got to go with Alexandria's Dark Knight, really, haven't you? I bet you had that one as well, maybe.
That's literally exactly what I thought. Yeah. My first thought was Dark Knight by Alexandria, but then I thought, obviously, Batman, Bruce Wayne, is not going to be buying clones. He's a multi-millionaire.
True.
So I then obviously went for Black Phantom by Killian.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you ever tempted to say bye Killian?
Like bye Killian. Yeah.
Bye Killian. Yeah. We're being pedantic. You probably should. But
I sort of just try and brush you over it whenever I do a review where I mention it. Yeah. So right. So what? Okay. There's something that's just occurred to me. I've sort of scented Batman and not Bruce Wayne because I think Bruce Wayne would probably wear something different. I think he'd probably be more of a sort of Aventus-y type guy. Maybe Dior Homme, actually. Maybe when he's Bruce Wayne, he's Dior Homme. When he's Batman, he's Dior Homme Parfum. Maybe that could be it. But yeah, so Dark Knight or by Killian's Black Phantom. Also, I've continued the dark theme, and two other niche ones that I think would work for him would be Amouage's Interlude Man and Nasmato's Black Afghano.
Okay, yeah, I think they will work. Mm. I love I hadn't thought about it previously, but now when you've sort of separated Bruce Wayne from Batman, I just imagine Batman getting all suited up, getting his thing on, and then just reaching in and reaching for a bottle and just putting a bit of a spritz on just before he walks out to the Batmobile. It's just like, right, I'm ready to go for it.
Or he sits in the Batmobile, he goes, shit, I've still got my Bruce Wayne fragrance on. He's going to get out of the fucking Batmobile, go back into the Batcave, have a shower, get Bruce Wayne's fragrance off to put Batman's fragrance on.
I can't smell a fucking Aventus when I'm fighting crime. I'm Batman.
Like, this iris fragrance is way too powdery. I can't wear this. I've got to go for Dior Homme Parfum.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so that's a lovely mental image there. I've got.
There you go. Yeah, great. I think that needs to be done. That needs to be spoofed at some point.
So there we go. That's Batman. As I say, I've got the same as you. I just thought Dark Knight from Alexandra, and then as I say, I then led on to the actual niche version, which is Killian or by Killian.
By Killian.
Black Phantom.
Phantom by Killian.
It was funny because I again watching videos when I first got into fragrance, I just always thought the house was Killian, because again it's one of those things where people would always say, oh, it's this fragrance by Killian. So I just thought the house was called Killian. And then it took me a while to sort of, I think it's only until I started obviously reading into things and started getting more into fragrance that I saw, I was like, oh, it's by Killian, right?
Well, but they confuse matters because I think their Instagram handle, the main one, is Killian Paris, at Killian Paris, so they don't even include the by in that, so who knows. Anyway, I'll let you lead us into the next one, Steve. You can pick the member of the Justice League.
Okay, I'm gonna go for Aquaman, I think. I'm going to go for Aquaman.
Okay.
So, Aquaman, obviously it's going to be rich, dark, heavy. No, obviously an aqua fragrance. It's going to be something potentially blue, something very aquatic, obviously. I think probably his natural odour would probably be very aquatic anyway, but he's just going to maybe make that a little bit more appealing. So, I started thinking of some aquatic fragrances for him, and it took me a while because I wanted to kind of get something that was not, you know, like proper. So the fragrance that smells the most like the sea to me, like it just purely smells like the sea, the seaside, completely aquatic, is Bulgari's Pour Homme Aquamarine, which is a fragrance you can actually get quite cheap, actually. It's probably the cheapest one in the line, so I don't know if it's kind of not that popular. I remember smelling it in store once, and I kind of quite liked it, and I got the wife to smell it, and she was just like, it just smells like the sea. That's that one. That's kind of it then. You've sort of nailed it there. So that one is, just really good. It has this sort of fresh, citrusy kind of opening, but it goes very sort of salty, aquatic. It's very kind of like seaweed, salty, kind of green thing going on. I thought of that, and then I thought perhaps another alternative, if something that he wants a bit more mass appealing, might be Bulgari Pour Homme Aqua Lantique, which is again still salty. It's kind of like, I've always described it as like a salty Sauvage, really. It's kind of like Sauvage but like a more aquatic salty version. That's what I kind of went for.
Great. So, I mean, there's a few here for designers that I could go with for Aquaman. So I thought you'd have this one, actually. Bleu de Chanel Parfum I've got. I thought that might be, you know, not going the sort of salty aquatic route, but just going the blue clean route. So I thought that would work for Mr., you know, Jason Momoa. I thought he'd rock the Bleu de Chanel Parfum. Also, I think perhaps an even better designer one for him would be Acqua di Gio Profumo. I think that that sort of has the saltiness, but it has some incense in there, has some depth, has this sort of mysterious quality to it, which I really enjoy. Quite herbal as well, aromatic. This one occurred to me, but I think this is strictly for when Aquaman is maybe just sort of going to the club and he wants to get compliments, Invictus Aqua.
Okay.
But it's not really, because he's sort of got a lot of attitude. He's a bit of a badass, isn't he, Aquaman? So I think perhaps normally his signature scent would not be Invictus Aqua. It'd be something more like, I think, my niche choices. So I have Megamare from Auto Parisi, which is a very different take. I don't own this, but I've smelt it a few times in store, and this fragrance intrigues me, and I hope to own it someday. But this is like an aquatic, like an oceanic aquatic fragrance with attitude, and it's powerful. It's powerful, powerful stuff. So I think that would be a superb fragrance for Aquaman. I'm sure I had another niche fragrance as well, but I think I've sort of forgotten that one. So I think let's leave it at that. He's got a few designers and
I think he's got a few options there.
He's got a few options there, hasn't he? Oh, I can't forget this one. This is probably the best one, actually. It's Tom Ford's Oud Mineral. I think that would be
Never smelt it.
Oh yeah, it smells of the sea. It smells of seaweed, mate. It smells salty seaweed, but in a nice way. Yeah.
And how much oud is in there? Is it?
Well, no, it's Tom Ford, so none.
Fair play, good answer.
But I guess they create a sort of oud accord, but it's not a funky oud at all, really. Not to my nose.
Okay, fair play. Good shout.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Shall we go with the Flash? This is the Flash, isn't it, and not just Flash?
I think it's the Flash. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I know fuck all about this guy, this character. I've not watched his TV series, and I don't really remember him in any of the films. So my fragrance choices are basically just based on his name and the colour of his outfit.
I mean, it's worked for me a lot of times. So go for it. What have you got then?
All right. Well, hey, he's red, right? He's got a red outfit, I think. Yeah, he's red and he's fast. He's red and he's fast, so it's got to be a Ferrari fragrance, hasn't it?
Good shout.
And he's quite a young guy, I think, the Flash. So I'm going with Bright and Aroli, so I think that would suit him. Bright and fresh, So that is the designer choice. My niche choice would be... I just thought, you know, this just popped into my head. I thought, yeah, that would be appropriate, and it's a good way to get another mention for our sponsor, Kajalom. I can just see a young man in a red suit that runs really fast, just really rocking Kajalom for some reason.
Fair play, mate. Fair play.
Should I flag that one? All right.
You blagged it. Yeah. Right, let's just move on.
Move on.
I sort of struggled with him a little bit. I was trying to think of sporty fragrances, but quite often sports fragrances aren't that sporty as such. They're just kind of fresh. I mentioned Luna Rossa Sport last week.
Yeah.
Well, I actually mentioned it less than an hour ago, but obviously in last week's episode, and how that wasn't sporty at all. I found the Luna Rossa is more sporty than Luna Rossa Sport, but so I was kind of struggling with that. I did also briefly think about going for Tom Ford Lost Cherry, because that's probably the only thing that disappears faster than the Flash. But
that also, of course, I nearly put that jokes, one down. Chris, jokes. Oh, I nearly put it. I was like, because it's gone so quick.
It's gone so. God. Now we've started. No, here we go. Getting the jokes out now. So
and
I nearly.
What,
put
and
that.
What cake does he eat? Scone.
Oh God! This is just the dad's
gold
podcast now.
Gold.
But I was thinking, again, I was basing it on his character in the films. He's quite sort of young and sort of naive. He's the sort of youngest and most naive member of the group. And I sort of thought something sort of sporty, fresh, quite clean, quite affordable as well, because he's not particularly mature or experienced or got much money from memory, because I think he's quite a young lad. So I went for Coach, the original sort of Coach on, like the EDT, basically.
Cool.
Original. So it's got this, like, I really like it, actually. It's very clean and fresh. It's got a really nice sort of pear, which makes a bit of difference. And quite often fragrances have the grapefruits and the sort of other citrusy, but there's kind of pear record in that, which is really quite
love
nice.
A great
I quite
pear.
Like it. Yeah, well, we all like a nice pair, mate. So that's what I went for the Flash.
Right. Great. Who are we doing next?
Do you want to try do Cyborg? Do you want to try and blag that one as well? Because that sort of caught you. Not necessarily prepared for that one because I've thrown that in just now. So I'll start then just to give you a bit more thinking time. So for Cyborg, I was thinking of... Basically, I wanted to come up with something that's kind of metallic.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of fragrances that had like a metallic accord. And the one I kept just coming back to, I don't think it's not got any metallic notes listed, but I think it might just be me, but I always get this metallic accord or metallic association. There's something kind of metallic about it whenever I smell it, and it's Mont Blanc Legend or Legend Intense.
All right.
So it's quite a safe office scent. It's obviously, it gets compared to other fragrances, but it's kind of in the Mont Blanc, it's just a bit... There's something in there. I don't know what it is. I don't know what note it is. I don't know if it's intentional, I don't know if it's just me or on my skin, but I kind of get this metallic vibe, which is not... It always ruined the fragrance for me. So that's the only fragrance I just kept coming back to whenever I kept trying to think of a metallic fragrance. That's all I could come up with, to be honest.
I mean, for Cyborg, it's got to be something sort of metallic, hasn't it? That's, you know... There's not really many other... options that you can go for, I think, particularly when you've never even seen him in the movie. Have you that's yours, is it? You've done yours for Cyborg?
So that's what I'm going for. It obviously gets compared to like strangely, Mont Blanc Legend, we've discussed this before quite a few episodes ago, Legend or Legend Intense, I've never really noticed too much difference between the two. I've found them both to be quite poor performing. Gets compared to Fierce, but Fierce, I don't actually get that metallic note. It has the same sort of DNA, but I don't get metallicness from Fierce, but I do from Mont Blanc. But there you go, it's just me, maybe.
Okay.
So what have you got?
So design, I'm going with the Hermes Release H24, because that's got a bit of a... I mean, that's a nice sort of clean, fresh laundry fragrance, but there is a bit of a metallic thing going on in there. I think there's a note called sclerene, maybe, something like that, that is supposed to be a metallic... sort of note. So that is his designer choice. I think in the niche world, I can see Cyborg leaning towards sort of Nasamato. I just think he'd be a Nasamato guy. I think he'd just be a bit edgy, like Nasamato stuff. Just making all this up, but I think he'd go with from Nasamato, Fantomas. I don't know why. It's a little bit metallic, a bit weird, a bit of a sort of funny, edgy kind of fragrance. So yeah, I'm just going with that. Fantomas from Nasamato and H24 are in Cyborg's fragrance arsenal.
Okay, good shout. Right, what do you want to do? Who do you want to do next?
Let's go. Should we do let's do Superman.
Okay,
I used to be obsessed with Superman. I used to have a Superman outfit when I was
did
kid. Who didn't, mate? Who didn't
until you were about 22 or something, was that?
Yeah.
I did actually have a Superman outfit. I clearly remember my parents taking photos of me, and there was a small discussion around how Superman has his hands when he flies. Does he have them as fists, like as he's flying forward, or is his hands out flat? Yes, you're right. But that's the one thing I remember when they started taking the photo. There was a little discussion. It's like, oh, does he? And we literally amongst us were kind of like, does he have? And I think we took photos of me having my hands as both, just to make sure we got at least one accurate photo. So there we go.
I mean, that is a conundrum, though, isn't it? Because you think to be more streamlined, he would have them out straight and not clenched into a fist, but. Anyway, right, so yes, and I felt I was the best Superman in the neighbourhood, because the actual official cloak that came with the outfit was a crappy plasticky sort of thing, I think. It wasn't long and it didn't drape like Christopher Reeves did in the film, so my mum made me one that actually looked more like Superman's in the film, so I was the best Superman when I was a kid.
Love it.
So, I mean, obviously... You know, La Malo Fresh Superman Edition. I cannot ignore that.
Yeah. Totally. It's got to be said. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think. So that is the designer. So for the niche, I'm going with one that I just recently smelled, and it's from Aaron Terence Hughes. It's Om, which is sort of an irisy, powdery iris fragrance, but sort of richer and deeper than the sort of powdery iris you'd get in the Dior Om line. And I thought that would be good because Om sort of means man and Superman. He's got man in his name, so I thought, yeah, it's like, let's do that.
I mean, we're under no illusion that we are clearly not as into DC as we were into Marvel. That episode, we spoke for fucking ages about the films, our favourite, the actors, where the direction it went. I mean, it's almost laughable that we basically didn't even know who were the members of the Justice League.
Well, why did you suggest it? I suggested top 10 movie villains. You're like, no, I'm not feeling that. Let's do Justice League. I'm like, well, Steve, I was obviously into Justice League. I'll go with it. And then now you're admitting that you don't know anything about frigging Justice League.
I think, compared to you, I feel like I know quite a lot. I think there's some good characters there. The characteristics with the darkness of Batman, the aquatic. I thought that would be quite good. We could actually come up with some different fragrances. That was my theory. I was thinking like sporty. So that was my theory. But it's fun. We're under no illusions. But talking of Green Lantern, have you got one for him, by the way? Should we do one after for him in a bit?
So,
did you get one for him?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, we'll save him because I'll be interested to hear your take on the Green Lantern movie as well, because that went down well, didn't it?
So well I didn't see it.
Oh, did you not? So are those all your Superman ones then?
Yeah, I'm done, yeah.
Right, so I wasn't planning Superman because I totally forgot that he was in the Justice League. But I'm going to go for, thinking of talking of Mont Blanc earlier, it's made me remember this. And again, based on the name, I think this works well. Mont Blanc Legend Spirit.
Okay.
I think that could. So I think name works well, but also the fragrance probably works well. It's very clean, fresh. It gets compared to Invictus. So I imagine Superman being a bit of a fresh, clean kind of clean cut kind of guy, at least in the traditional sense. As obviously in the Zack Snyder version of the films and stuff, he's got this darker edge because they sort of bring him back to life, and he's got issues. But at least in the sort of traditional Superman ones, I used to say with Christopher Reeve, etc., I imagine him smelling very clean and fresh and just a clean cut kind of guy. So it's almost a bit like when we did. Captain America, it's almost that same sort of vibe, isn't it? I think I went for Tommy Hilfiger for that one, because
you could go like sort of Chanel Allure or something like that.
That sort of thing. Allure I think could work well. Allure on sport even. So yeah, that's what I'm going to go for Superman.
Okay, right.
So
we're
running out here. Who is there? So Wonder Woman. Do you want to do Wonder Woman?
Yeah, let's do Wonder Woman. Yeah,
let's do it. Do you want to go first?
Sure, yeah. So, one of my sort of favourite female fragrances, you're the same, I could wear it myself, sexy as hell. I think this would be, this is great for someone who has a strong personality, and Wonder Woman obviously does, and it is Mongolan Intense EDP. I think she would rock that.
Love.
Perfectly. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Helen wore it the other day, and I was like, oh, God, it's good. Yes!
I do enjoy that. My I was rummaging through by the cabinet in the bathroom the other day, and that's where my wife stores her fragrances, but that's a whole different debate. I know I need to educate her, but and I found Mongolan Intense, and she's not worn it for ages, and she said, after I challenged afterwards, she said it's because it's like the summer and that's more of a winter fragrance. I was like, okay, perhaps I have educated her enough. But actually, I sprayed it myself. I did one little spritz on my arm. I was like, oh God, that's so good. I was really enjoying it. And she was like, she didn't recognise it straight away as I walked downstairs. She was like, God, that smells strong. Oh, God, that's really strong. I was like, it's like one spray and it's your fragrance.
It's yours.
Yeah. I just think that's such a good fragrance. I might actually, just to break the mould, I might actually wear it myself and just to see how I feel about it, just to challenge.
Oh, let's do it the same. Let's challenge ourselves, Steve. Should we do it tomorrow? Should we both wear Mongolan Intense EDP tomorrow?
Yeah, we could do that. Let's do it.
Okay. And we post on Instagram about it as well. Do it together.
Yeah. Of course, we're fucking with the timelines because this episode isn't going to be listened to for like a week after that. But yeah.
Right. Well, we'll still do it.
This is like a Marvel film in itself or a DC film. We're messing with the timelines. We'll go in the future to go back in the past to change our future. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm up for it.
Cool. Right. And Wonder Woman, I also have a niche fragrance. So I smelt for the first time today the Zaharoff Z Creators fragrances, and for Wonder Woman, I think the Siren would be perfect.
Show.
Yeah, it's not the same, but it reminded me. It's the style of fragrance that Interlude Man is from Amouage. It's maybe not as sort of strong as that fragrance, but it's sort of this like that resinous, dark, rich fragrance. So I think. And she's a bad. Obviously, Wonder Woman's a badass, isn't she? So I think she would rock the Siren, and you know, obviously, she fits in with the long, flowy, dark hair as well. So there we go.
Yeah, works well.
Yeah.
I, as per usual, I always say this. I know next to zero about female fragrances, apart from a handful. So I did struggle, and I nearly cheated like I did last time, and went and messaged Clements. But I didn't cheat this time. I messaged her last time and she helped me out, but this time I didn't. But I was trying to think of something, because obviously Wonder Woman, particularly in the first film, obviously Wonder Woman it doesn't age, and she's been around a very long time, so she's lived through the ages. So the first film was around World War One, wasn't it? And sort of, so I was thinking of something. I wanted something that was sort of quite traditional, quite a long-standing fragrance, but still smelled quite good and almost timeless, kind of like her, because she is kind of this timeless character, but there's still very feminine. So it's a bit, I don't know, it's cliche, I don't think we've really spoken about it, but I just went for Chanel No. 5.
Oh, good choice, mate. Great choice, yeah. Like,
because I mean, she would be rocking that from when it was originally released, and it's absolutely timeless. Smells still as good today as it ever did. Smells, you know, great on pretty much any woman. So yeah, I think Chanel No. 5.
That's the pick of the night for me. I think that's a great choice. Well done.
No, thank you. That's all I could get. I was struggling with that one. So is that all of them apart from your Green Lantern?
My Green Lantern.
Yeah, your Green Lantern. We all want to hear about your Green Lantern. Well, yeah, so.
I haven't seen the film. I don't really know. Right. I know Ryan Reynolds plays him, so I'm assuming he's sort of a bit of a. Is he a bit of a, like a playful, wisecracking type of character?
Yeah, I mean, isn't 95% of Ryan Reynolds' films the same character?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I really like Ryan Reynolds, but yeah, he plays the same character in every fucking film, doesn't he, really?
So
he does that well. So film got slated. Absolutely got slated. It was quite a few years ago when I watched it. I was a bit younger when it first came out, and it was one of those ones. I had low expectations. I don't think I watched it at the cinema. I watched it on TV. So again, your standards are kind of low because you're not paid for a ticket, etc. And I thought it was all right. It was kind of a bit fun. It was quite sort of a bit silly, kind of cool. Like with the effects and stuff, the whole kind of principles behind it. It'd been interesting to see him kind of redo it and make a sort of darker, edgier, kind of cooler version of it, really. But it's all right, mate, the film, to be fair.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll watch it one day. Right. So I've really thought this one through in great detail. So because he's Green Lantern, I've gone for a fragrance that's in a green bottle.
Okay.
So I'm
Is
going
it Greenly?
With... come on, don't jump the gun, Steve. Come on. I'm going with Banana Republic's Grassland, which is a take or similar to Creed's Green Irish Tweed.
Of course.
But it's a bit sweeter and a bit more playful. So I don't think he would go with Green Irish Tweed. I think he would go with Banana Republic's Grassland, which also has sort of a bit of a Sauvage thing going on. So it's sort of a hybrid between Sauvage and Green Irish Tweed, I think. So that would be his designer choice.
Have you tried many... I'm just going to go off on a tangent now just to beef up the fragrance content for this podcast. But have you tried many from Banana Republic?
Nope, I haven't. But I do generally hear pretty decent things about them.
I've heard a lot of them, I think, are not clones, but they're sort of similar to others. But I've heard the performance is an issue for most of them, it seems. Like, there's a lot that I've... Because... I sort of there's something that appealed to me about Banana Republic, because then again they sort of fit my price tag in the sense they're not too expensive, they're a little bit different. I like to sort of just not go for the obvious. They're not, you know, and strangely I think the name's kind of a bit random and cool. I don't know where it comes from. I've not looked into it, but Banana Republic kind of got my attention just as a name. So I started looking into a lot of the fragrances, and from what I could see, a lot of the reviews I was seeing, they're quite well reviewed. People sort of say they smell quite good, but it seems that the the performance is lacking. So then they sort of said then the value sort of takes a hit, because when obviously they're not performing, then you've got to factor that into, even though they're quite cheap, but it's like, well, a lot of people said, well, just pay more and get a fragrance that lasts, sort of thing. So it's like, okay, sort of pissed on my parade a little bit. So
finally my final choice of the evening, it's the niche choice. You beat me to it, Steve. You sort of you said it for me. Parfum de Marly's Greenly. The main reason I chose this is if you take the Green Lantern's name, it's Green L. The last, obviously, his last name's Lantern, so L. So it's Green L. If you take Greenly and just take away the word green, the next letter is L. Green L. Hey, it's obvious. Hey.
I mean, it's how I normally select my fragrances.
Yeah.
I'd normally think, well, my name's Steve. I need something that's Steve. That's exactly what I do when I'm picking a fragrance.
It's just tailor-made for him. It's absolutely perfect. So it just sort of fell into my lap, really, that one.
I think we have discussed this before, so do forgive me if I'm repeating content, but have you smelled Greenly? You have, haven't you?
I have smelled it. I sprayed it when I was in Harrods in London, so I put it on my hand and wore it for a few hours, and it's great. It's a really, high quality, sort of nice, bright, fruity sort of fragrance. More fruity, more sort of green fruits than green, sort of, green garden-y sort of green, like green shoots and leaves and things like that. It's nice.
I need to get a sample of it. Somebody actually recommended it sort of for me, and what they commented on one of my videos or something, saying that, oh, you need to try Greenly, I think you'll really like it, sort of thing. And and I think I will. I need to sort of, need to get a sample of it, to be honest.
Yeah, you should.
So, I will. I'll try and do that. There you go. Some fragrance, some content for the podcast in the future. I'll try and make sure I get a sample of it.
If right, finishes wants off. To
shout me up.
Finishes off, Steve. Who have you got for Green Lantern? What have you got?
I haven't. I literally didn't know until you mentioned him earlier, so I haven't thought of one. Something that's quite green. I don't know. I think you've kind of stolen my thunder on that. So yeah, I stole your thunder with the Greenly, and now I can't think of anything. So
I'll give you Greenly then. You can have that one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I don't know, because the Green Lantern is an interesting character, because the Green Lanterns are different. From memory, they're like an army of Green Lanterns, from what I remember, and there's someone that represents different. There's going to be geeks out there that are completely ripping me for this, but I think they come from different planets. Yeah, and there's like an army, there's different planets, and I think the principle of the film with Ryan Reynolds is he is the first human to be a Green Lantern, and I think that basically the rest of them kind of are mocking him because they're saying that humans can't fit to be a Green Lantern, they don't have the sort of skill set and mindset to be able to do it, or the ability or whatever. So I think that's the whole kind of principle behind it. So he is a bit of a that sort of jokey character, like you said, but then he ends up sort of coming good, sort of thing. He ends up kind of getting used to it and kind of getting his skills. So something for him, something that's kind of bright, fresh, probably something fruity, like, I don't know, like Clinique's Happy or something just quite fresh and citrusy. I'm thinking something like that, probably Mano Fresh maybe, don't know. Yeah, something kind of quite zesty and lively, I think.
But
for him.
That problem with that, Steve, comes in a blue bottle. So not sure you can
fuck that, isn't it?
It's got to be something in a green bottle, ideally, I would say.
I'm literally trying to think of fragrances that come in green bottles now, and I'm struggling.
There's not many, actually.
No, there's really not. I'm literally Googling it right now. Yeah. Fragrance green bottle. This is great podcast content.
You've got Guerlain's vetiver.
Yes, Ralph Lauren Polo.
Oh, that's the one, isn't it? Polo Green.
Yeah, Polo Green. Let's go for that. Creed's original vetiver, Amouage, Epic Man, Gucci Guilty, possibly.
Oh yeah, I think
there's
a
Gucci
green
one there.
Gucci, yeah.
Oh, I tell you what I've just realised that comes in green bottles is the Bulgari's Manwood Neroli and Madwood Essence.
Yeah.
So, I might go for Manwood Neroli for him. It's quite green and fresh.
There we go. Right. There you go. Lovely, lovely sort of little blag to finish us off there, Steve. Well done.
Yeah.
You made it. You got through. I think we got through Justice League. We did it. We've centered the entire Justice League perfectly.
I mean, with our deep, deep knowledge of the characters, the premise, the interlocking storylines, we absolutely centered the shit out of them.
We need to go to Warner Brothers and say, look, we've got a great DVD extra for you. It's our podcast. We did a special on centering the Justice League. So if you'd like to include it, then just pay us a little bit of money and that's fine. You can do that. Yeah. It's all very well researched and we're massive fans, so it would work well.
I tell you what I will say, though. If there's anybody listening that wants to recommend some Banana Republic fragrances to me, let me know which ones are good, which ones are worth trying, because I'm up for trying the house. So, yeah, comment on our Facebook group.
Good. That could be future content. Maybe we could both try them. Yes, yeah, brilliant. Let's do it. Right. Okay. Well, Steve, I'll let you sort of say your goodbyes, if you like.
Not much to say. We're recording this double back episode. Chris may or may not be here for the next episode. I'll let you find out. Tune into the next one to find out. But there will be another episode. So do tune into the next one. And do keep sending in your Kofis and your fragrance fails and scent stories and scent memories. We love all that. And it's great content. So we don't have to think of anything to say. So please keep doing that. And thank you for listening.
Cheers, Steve. I love it. I love it when we have to do these double ones, because we usually just end up choosing something nice and fun like this. And when we start recording them, I think, oh, that's nice and refreshing. It's a refreshing change to sort of shake up the formula and do one of these little special ones. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been good. Right, so that is it. Just need to let you know about the Kajal Perfumes giveaway. If you want to win either a full bottle or a discovery set, just go to their Instagram, find the post that says The Scent Geeks on it, share it, tag Kajal Perfumes, and you are in with a chance to win it. There we go. Thank you for listening to our very well-planned and well-researched scenting the Justice League. This is sort of I feel like we've just created the definitive companion piece to the entire Justice League comic book back catalogue. I think this is just as essential as those. So yes, I'm very glad we've put this out there into the public domain. Right, I'm going to shut up now. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a week, geeks.
Bye.